It's a quarter after seven on the nose. Now, I cannot think of a single South African alive who does not loathe load shedding. For most of us, it's about the nuisance, right? It's about the inconvenience. And that, of course, is clear enough. But the ongoing blackouts are proving a lot more consequential. So last week, as you heard, we told you about the impact on hospitals when the power goes out, placing the lives of patients on critical life support machines at risk. Well, here we go. There's something else to consider now. The risk of your home being burnt to cinders as a result of the blackouts. A few weeks ago, an Eastern Cape family lost everything when a fire engulfed their house after electricity was restored following load shedding. Thijs Steenkamp is a forensic fire investigator, and he's now warning of the increasing number of fires as a result of load shedding. He says in just the last month, he's investigated possibly 16 homes and businesses gutted by load shedding. And he joins us now. Thijs, a very good morning to you. Welcome to 702 Breakfast. Just for our listeners, context, that you are a former firefighter and you now run your own forensic fire investigating company. You've been in this business for a long time.
Good morning, Bongani, and thank you for having me on the show, and thanks to your listeners. Yes, Bongani, I started off the fire brigade in 1990 for a couple of years, and then went out into business and decided this is my passion, and I'm back into forensic fire investigations. Yes, sir.
So how serious is the risk posed by load shedding with respect to fire?
Bongani, if I can start at the beginning, I think if we can have statistics on it, it will be much better. So we can explain to you exactly. We know in a community these days, the fires started and how many equipment like fridges, appliances we lose in this event after a load shedding. And in the last couple of the last month as well, of the 30 fires we had claims on, 16 was related or just started right after the electricity was restored by Eskom. Or after all the investigations we're doing, we can hear it from the people. It is a trend that's happening between a minute to 5 minutes to 10 minutes on the longest after the power is restored. I think that's the one part of it. And the other part of it is the cable theft. They sell the neutral cables while the power is off, and then they normal house power is 220 volts, a single phase, and then into the houses is up to three-phase power if they take the neutral cables. So I think it's a two-part problem at the moment.
All right. Just explain to me how would a property get catch a light a few minutes after the power comes back?
Like I told you, this statistic has been done, so we can have a look at what's happening actually with the damages, how long afterwards, if you take into consideration the neighbors is at home and they phone and said, you know what, the power just restored, your house is on fire, 5 or 10 minutes afterwards. So like I told you, there's statistics on it, so we can actually exactly see what is the impact and exact cause and the damages after the load shedding is restored back. So I think maybe Eskom will answer as my view of it is this: they put off an old area or a old town.
Yeah.
To restore the power back on, it is impossible, I think, for them to give us 220 volt with this necessary ampere. So one of the two, so I would love to have, we can have an engineer on that and to say, how do they restore the power? And if you've got a weak point in your electricity system or in your DB box, your distribution board of electricity, and there's a loose connection or a wire inside there, because we don't check it. We don't do every 6 months a check on your distribution boards if there's a loose connection. And the moment there's or too little power or too much or a spike in the power, you'll definitely have a problem inside your house.
But you're saying what, in the last month alone, you've investigated as many as 16 cases where fire was related to, load shedding, and when the power was restored, the homes or the properties were burnt?
Yeah, I think it's just two bucks of a coincidence. that it can have to happen for 16 fires in a month. And I would love to see the rest of the statistics of the other companies who are also doing fire investigations. We're not a lot of companies, but I would love to see if what is their statistics and their seeing on it at the moment. Like I told you, at the moment, there's no statistics for us to use or to compare. And it's just a coincidence. I don't think it's a coincidence just after restoring of electricity that so many houses can burn down or loss of appliances.
Is there anything one can do to prevent this, to prepare for this, to make sure it doesn't happen to you?
The problem I think we've got now at the moment is we're all at work. If we know it's load shedding, let's say in my specific area, and we know the load shedding is going to start at 8 o'clock, you know, they're on time. They're not a minute before, a minute after. If they say load shedding is at 8, it's at 8 in the morning. You trust me, you can take my word for that. Then I think if possible you're at home, just switch off your DB board. And after the power is restored, 5 or 10 minutes later, then you put on. But the problem is most of South Africans is working at the moment during the day. So we don't know when it is going to be load shedding. We know, but you can't rush home, put off your DB board, and after the electricity is being restored, to put your power back on again.
I mean, the schedule at times is unpredictable. The stages certainly can change without notice. And of course, sometimes the power comes back on in the middle of the night or the early hours of the morning.
Yes, that is the sad part about it. So it's actually there's no control from the consumer's part, only that you can maybe every 6 months or 4 months make sure all the connections in your DB board. But the problem is it's happened with to light fittings where we found the light fittings or a multi-plug we used exactly started the fire just after electricity is restored.
And how are insurance companies dealing with this? I mean, if you are insured against the risk of fire, I mean, obviously, I imagine you will be covered. But are they telling you that they're noticing an increase in terms of the number of claims due to fire?
At the moment, it's definitely. I'm sure if we have a look, a chat with the insurance companies as well, they will see there's definitely a rise in appliances they must replace, electrical fires inside the houses. I'm sure if we talk to them, it's definitely a big problem. The problem at the moment is it is an accidental fire. It's electrical overload or undercurrent. So it is an accidental fire.
Gosh. All right. Appreciate your time, Thijs Steenkamp there, an independent forensic fire investigator on the line, warning of the possible risk that load shedding poses to your home when it comes to fire.